2017. Apologize for the delay. The flight was late. We've got a scheduled meeting, I think, at 10 o'clock in the future if we're going to meet in the mornings. But thank you all for being here. So, Christy, would you please call the roll?
Yes. Representative Kawasaki? Not present. Representative Seaton?
Here.
Present. Representative Sponholz?
Here.
Present. Representative Johnston? Not present. Alternate Representative Ortiz? Not present. Representative Josephson?
Here.
Present. Senator McKinnon? Not present. Senator Bishop? Not present. Senator Giesel?
Here.
Present. Senator Hoffman?
Here.
Present. Alternate Senator Von Einhoff?
Here.
Present. Senator Stevens?
Present.
Present. There are seven legislators present.
This is Scott Kawasaki. I'm on, too. I was on mute, though.
And this is Jennifer Johnston. I'm also on.
There are nine legislators present.
Great. We have nine legislators. We have a quorum. Let's move on to the approval of the agenda. Representative Josephson, if you wouldn't mind.
Yes. I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee approve the agenda.
Thank you. Is there any objection? If not, the agenda is approved as prepared. On to the minutes. Again, Representative Josephson.
I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee approve the minutes of the May 8, 2017 meeting as presented.
Thank you. Any corrections or additions?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, sure, I have one correction on page 3 under oil and gas consultant contract at 44406. It says that I returned to via teleconference as the meeting was in progress. I was actually there the whole time, so I may have been on mute for a moment. But
okay, very good. Well, the minutes will show that correction.
Thank you.
We don't like anyone to be on mute around here. So. Thank you very much. Other than that, any other questions or additions? Any objections? Then the minutes are approved as prepared. Let's move on to the RPL, and I think do we have David Teal online? David, are you with us? Take a brief at ease and try to find Mr. Teal. Having trouble locating Mr. Teal. Christy Lawton or Shonda O'Brien, are you prepared to present this material to us, Christy or Shonda?
Hi, this is Shonda O'Brien, and yes, I am.
Great. Thanks so much, Shonda. Please go ahead.
Okay. So the Department of Health and Social Services, Office of Children's Services, through efforts to amend our cost allocation plan this past year and in the prior fiscal year, were successful in increasing our administrative claiming for the frontline social workers component largely in the Office of Children's Services. And so in getting approval through our cognizant agency in May of this year, we were able to do the analysis necessary to address what the additional federal claiming potential is for the department. And due to the timing of that approval, we weren't able to do that analysis earlier in the year to ask for the supplemental at that time. So we are now presenting our request for additional federal authority for state fiscal year ending 2017 for $6.5 million in federal receipt authority, and then also anticipating that that potential claiming will go up again in federal in the next state fiscal year for 18. Right now, our estimation is that we'll need an additional $8 million in federal authority. And so in the RPL packet, you'll see some of our projected costs and a little bit more detail explaining how that process works and what it's attributed to in updating the cost allocation plan. and where we kind of see ourselves landing. If you look at page 2, you'll see that the receipt authority budgeted based on what we know or knew at the time we did this RPL request and where we see our estimated expenditures falling. We are still working through our year-end closeout process, and so we anticipate that there will be some adjustments through some of the expenditures that are continuing to be processed for the state fiscal year ending FY17. And then I'll leave it to you to ask any questions.
Thank you, Christy. I also see Amanda Ryder is online. Do you have comments to make, Amanda?
Hello, Mr. Chairman. This is Amanda Ryder speaking. I do not have many comments other than the fact that I do want to just emphasize that this is actually, the department is receiving $8.1 million of additional federal receipts, and only $6.5 million is requested because there's excess federal authorization and other allocations. And as Christy mentioned, this is a supplemental for 17, and we can expect something for FY18. In the future, in next session.
Okay, thank you very much, Amanda. Are there any questions of the committee, of either Christy or Amanda? Yes, President Seaton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yeah, one of the questions was, since this is coming in so late, is there any lapsing authority here for 17, or is this all taken care of?
For the record, this is Shonda O'Brien. The division is not anticipating that there will be any lapsing GS funds for FY17 due to the increased costs that we've experienced in some of the expenditures for special needs specifically. So we're hoping that maybe in FY18 we might see the potential for there to be a lapse in GS, and that ultimately was the intent of the department in doing this cost allocation plan amendment, was that we would be able to offset general fund expenditures with the federal authority increase. And so we fully anticipate that that will eventually happen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Representative, any further questions? Look for our motion, Representative.
Yes, I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee approve the following RPL. RPL 06-7-0716, Department of Health and Social Services, Office of Children's Services, Frontline Social Workers, $6.5 million federal receipts, fund code 1002, as a supplemental FY17 operating budget item.
Thank you, Representative. Christy, would you give me a roll call, please?
Yes. Representative Kawasaki?
Yes.
Yay. Representative Seaton?
Yes.
Yay. Representative Spongholtz?
Yes.
Yay. Representative Johnston?
Yes.
Yay. Representative Josephson?
Yes.
Yay. 5 yays, 0 nays. Senator McKinnon? I'm sorry. Senator Bishop? Senator Giesel?
Yes.
Yeah. Yay. Senator Hoffman?
Yes.
Yay. Senator Stevens?
Yes.
Yay. 3 yays, 0 nays.
I think you need to also call on Senator Von Imhoff. Is that right?
I apologize. I'm sorry.
So is Jennifer Johnson.
Yes, Senator.
I'm not an alternate. I am sitting there. Sorry about that, Jennifer.
Are you sitting in for another senator?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I am.
Yes, for Anna McKinnon.
Oh, okay. Great. All right. Thank you. And was that a yay or nay?
That is a yay.
Yay. That would be 4 yays, 0 nays.
Thank you. And the total vote would be?
9. 9 yays, 0 nays.
Thank you very much. The motion passes. I appreciate that. Let's move on to the preliminary audit reports. We'll be going to an executive session to discuss the preliminary audit reports, and there's Joseph in the promotion phase.
I move that legislative budget and audit go into executive session under Uniform Rule 22 for the purpose of discussing confidential audit reports under Alaska Statute 24-2301. I ask that the following individuals remain in the room or online: Chris Curtis, Brian Blackwell, Mark Lindahl, Don Borgeson, and any legislators that are not on legislative budget and audit, and any legislative staff working for committee members are invited as well to remain in the room. And Linda Day. I would also ask that Linda Day remain with us.
Thank you, Representative Joseph. Is there any objection to going into an executive session? If not, we will take a piece and go into the session with the LB and Analyst Register and Audit Committee. We have just ended an executive session to hear the confidential audit reports, and no action was taken. And Christy, would you call the roll again to make sure we have a quorum?
Yes, I will. Representative Kawasaki?
I'm here.
Present. Representative Seaton?
Here.
Present. Representative Sponholz? Not present. Representative Johnston?
Here.
Present. Representative Ortiz? Not present. Representative Josephson?
Here.
Present. Senator McKinnon? Not present. Senator Bishop? Not present. Senator Diesel?
Here.
Present. Senator Hoffman?
Here.
Present. Senator von Imhoff? Not present. Okay. Senator Stevens?
Here.
Present. Seven legislators present.
Okay, thank you. We have a quorum then. And Representative Josephson for our motion.
Yes, I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee release the following preliminary audits to the appropriate agency for response. The Real Estate Commission Sunset Audit, the Board of Marital and Family Therapy Sunset Audit, the Board of Professional Counselors Sunset Audit, and the Fiscal Year 16 Single Audit.
Thank you. The motion is made. And let's do a roll call on that motion, please, Christy.
Yes. Representative Kawasaki?
Yes.
Yay. Representative Seaton?
Yes.
Yay. Representative Johnston?
Yes.
Yay. Representative Josephson?
Yes.
Yay. Senator Diesel?
Yes.
Yay. Senator Hoffman?
Yes.
Yay. Senator Stevens?
Yes.
Yay. That's seven yays, zero nays.
Thank you, and the motion passes. So we're near the end. Just want to remind you that we're trying to schedule another meeting, possibly September 6th here in Anchorage. We'll work with you to make sure that that works with everyone's schedule. And the purpose of that would be the release of the single audit. And also, just for your knowledge, your information, the oil and gas consultants have all three done their models, completed their economic models, as they were required to in their contract, and hopefully a meeting will be scheduled in the near future for the consultants to explain their models and do a comparison of those three models. If there's nothing else coming for us, we're adjourned. Thank you.